I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1917. More than 400 Jewish mothers, many carrying their children, marched on City Hall in New York City. Their cry, which rang out in both Yiddish and English, was, "We want food for our children." On the eve of the U.S. entry into World War I, inflation had sent the cost of food skyrocketing. For example, in 1916, the cost for an average dinner for a medium-sized family was 76 cents. By 1917, the price had more than doubled to $1.99. At a time when families were fortunate to have an income of $40 a month, seeing grocery bills jump from $22 to $59 for the month was more than most families could bear. Working parents could not afford to feed their children. Many were forced to sell family heirlooms and pawn what possessions they had just to survive. The Mothers Anti-High Price League, a socialist-led organization, organized a march in protest of the inflated prices. In the days that followed, boycotts, sometimes violently enforced, targeted food shops accused of price gouging. Some women also attacked customers who visited the boycotted shops. Unfounded rumors swirled that the protests were a German plot. The anti-German hysteria leading up to World War I put the city on edge. By February 24th, thousands of women from all five boroughs gathered in Madison Square to protest the high food prices. At the front of the march waved a white flag emblazoned with the single word, starvation. City officials responded by providing cheap food for purchase throughout the city. This provided temporary relief, but did not address the impact of high inflation on food costs. Adequately feeding our nation's children is a problem the U.S. still has not solved. According to a study done in 2012, 1 in 7 households, or more than 17 million people in the United States, faced food insecurity. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.